After 32 years of making music together, the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra is divorcing its chorus. The paid orchestra and its 140 volunteer singers traditionally perform as many as 6 big choral works together every year, works by Mahler, Mozart, Beethoven, and others. And once the chorus is gone, the BSO plans to include fewer choral works on its schedule. From Baltimore, Amy Bernstein reports.
Over the years, the Baltimore Symphony Chorus has earned rave reviews and praise from guest conductors such as Sir Neville Mariner. Critics like the singer's balanced tone and thrilling spectrum of sound, as on this BSO recording of La Marseillaise. But after 3 decades, the kudos are coming to an end. At a recent rehearsal, the singers sounded, well, forlorn. Chorus manager Cheryl Kaufman says morale has plummeted since the singers learned in mid-January this was their last season. Some singers have already quit, and several didn't show up for this rehearsal in a suburban church.
Normally, when something like that happens, you look back and you say, well, what went wrong? And there were no signs or indications that anything had gone wrong, drastically wrong, so it was like a bolt from the blue.
Kaufman says many singers feel betrayed because the BSO didn't consult them before taking such a big step. After 15 years and at least a dozen performances of Handel's Messiah, Kaufman says there's a lot she's going to miss, including Maurice Ravel's Daphnis and Chloe suite, which the chorus had just 2 weeks to practice, although they sang excerpts last summer.
This piece that we're preparing now, the Ravel, the Daphnis and Chloe, is my favorite ballet. And I'm fine until I think that I would never be on stage with this piece again, that this may be my last time.
The Daphnis and Chloe suite is not an easy piece to learn, and the BSO chorus didn't want its tentative efforts to rehearse it recorded. You can hear the piece's complex and impressionistic modalities on this recording by the Montreal Symphony and its mostly volunteer chorus.
More Americans sing in choruses than practice any other art form. And hence, this is the art form that's most likely to connect with the everyday person.
That's Ann Baker, Executive Director of Chorus America, a group representing choruses around the country. She says the BSO's decision to eliminate its volunteer chorus sends the wrong message. BSO President John Gidwitz says firing the chorus is one of the most painful decisions he's ever made.
You really have to keep getting better or you stagnate and get worse. And the orchestra keeps getting better, and we keep finding ourselves unable to provide the resources for the chorus to get better.
Gidwitz says even though the chorus now consumes less than 1% of the BSO's entire $25 million annual budget, management can't afford to bring its volunteer chorus up to the same artistic standards as its professional orchestra. That's something BSO music director and conductor Yuri Temirkanov would like to see, according to a BSO spokesperson. Temirkanov declined to be interviewed. BSO President Gidwitz says it would cost about $500,000 each year to employ only professional singers. That's roughly 5 times more than the BSO now spends on chorus-related expenses such as salaries and scores. Gidwitz says the BSO can't do that and still keep its promise to raise the orchestra musicians' salaries.
Really, in the end, we had to make one of 3 choices. Invest in making the chorus wonderful. Continue to maintain a chorus, but not invest in making it wonderful. Or recognize that we didn't have the commitment to have an outstanding chorus.
But Baker of Chorus America says those are not the only choices. She says struggling symphonies in Colorado and San Francisco have dealt with their budget problems by raising thousands of dollars for their choruses. Only small fundraisers have been tried in Baltimore. Baker worries the BSO's decision to drop its chorus altogether, rather than find a way to save it, could do more harm than good.
You lose the goodwill of influential people, in this case, in that community, that have supported and been part of that orchestra family for 32 years.
The chorus is an integral part of this orchestra.
Bill Coltrider has sung with the BSO Chorus for 17 years.
We essentially mirror the modern history of this orchestra, having been formed in 1969. Since that time, we have donated 1 million hours of volunteer service.
Beginning next season, BSO management plans to use both volunteer and professional choruses from around the area. That doesn't sit too well with some concertgoers, like these two women who attended a recent BSO Pops matinee.
I think it's terrible.
They sent a letter explaining it, and I'm not buying what they're telling us. I think it's horrible.
Well, I don't think it's right.
Chorister Cheryl Kaufman.
The closer we get to our last performance, the harder it will be for people to sustain their positive energy and go forward.
The BSO Chorus performs Daphnis and Chloe today. The group's final full performance takes place in April. It's Carl Orff's popular Carmina Burana. For NPR News, I'm Amy Bernstein in Baltimore.